Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to talk about a topic that someone asked me about. Well, I first saw it 2 months ago. I was at a bar mitzvah, and on Friday night, everyone was gathering around the hot water urn, and there were these large chocolate balls that everyone was looking at. And apparently, there's something on the market called a chocolate bomb. It is a ball of chocolate, if you're not familiar with it, and inside that ball of chocolate, there's marshmallows and cocoa powder, and you put it in a cup and you pour boiling milk over the chocolate ball. It melts through the chocolate shell on the outside. It releases the marshmallows and the chocolate powder, and then you have a delicious hot chocolate. So it's a great shtick. So I was at this Friday night bar mitzvah, and everyone was making these chocolate bombs, and I'm thinking, is this mutter? And the people around me were saying it better be, because this is the only reason people buy them is for Shabbos, that people are gonna, it's something to do, and it's a nice shtick. So Talmud of mine just asked me about it last week, and I told him he's a very close Talmud of Rabbi Sablovsky. I told him to go ask Rabbi Sablovsky. Rabbi Sablovsky got all excited about it, went to Lazy Bean to further research, what it looks like, and then Rabbi Sablovsky gave a shiur about chocolate bombs. And the entire shiur, he spoke about the issue of bishul. And when I first saw it, I said, okay, bishul is an old shaila, it's not so difficult to figure out what to do with bishul. You do klishlishi or whatever, and then you don't have a problem with bishul. Molid is the issue. And Rabbi Sablovsky didn't talk about molid at all. He mentioned it for like 3 seconds. He said, some might say it's a molid issue, but there are several reasons why it's not. He did not give any of them, so I don't know what his reasons were. And I'm not sure why it's not a molid issue. So maybe we'll just quickly go through what the bishul issue is. We'll summarize what Rabbi Sablovsky said, and then we'll go through the molid issue in a little greater length. As far as bishul is concerned, there's Mishnah Shabbos Kuf Memayim Beis Kol Shabbat B'Chavim Erev Shabbos Shor Nosa B'Chavim B'Shabbos, meaning Ein Bishul Achra Bishul. Something's already been cooked before Shabbos. There's no violation of bishul on Shabbos. So first thing you look at is the three components of this chocolate bomb. Were any of them cooked prior to Shabbos? Were any of them cooked previously in the processing of them? So it turns out that marshmallows are always previously cooked. So there's not going to be a violation of bishul on the marshmallows. Okay, but what about the chocolate? What about the chocolate powder? So chocolate and chocolate powder have been put through a roasting process. The beans, the chocolate beans, have been roasted, but typically they have not been mevushal yet, and therefore it would be a violation to be mevashel the chocolate and the chocolate powder. So so it's a question of, but over here it's, but it has been roasted. So the question is bishul achar tzli a problem? Once something has been roasted but not cooked with any liquid, is it a violation to be mevashel it? So Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Chesif Hey quotes the shita of the Yerayim, that something that's baked or roasted is still subject to the Issur Bishul, and therefore you're not allowed to put bread in soup that's Yatzel Edespo, and the Ramah ultimately is Choshish for that Shita L'Chadchila. Shulchan Aruch then quotes Yesh Matirin, and the Ramah says, according to the Torah, that the Yesh Matirin is only in a Klisheni, because we agree that it's a violation of Bishul Achar Tzli, but a Klisheni won't be able to cook anything. The Reim assumes that bread is easily cooked, because once it's baked, it's softened up enough that it's like Kalei HaBishul, or it could even be cooked in a kli sheni. The Ramah then quotes those who are mekel even in a kli rishon, which means, like the Ravya, who holds that ein bishul achar afia, ein bishul achar tzli. But like we said, we're choshish lechadchila, that if something has only been roasted, we are not mevashalit. We should not be mevashalit on Shabbos. So the only exception is if you have something, and therefore you shouldn't even put something in a kli sheni, because we're always choshish that everything might be kalei abishul. Tea might be tavlin, and tavlin is definitely not kalei abishul. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik was makel with tea in a klisheni. Most of the time we assume that most items, you're not allowed to put in a klisheni because you have to be choshish and it's kalei abishul. So when you put all of this together, it turns out that according to the Urayim, it would be usur to put chocolate powder even in a klisheni because it might be kalei abishul. And according to the tour, you can make it in a klisheni, just not in a kli rishon, because yesh bishul achar tzli, but it's not kalei bishul. And according to the Ravya, you can even make it in a kli rishon because ein bishul achar tzli. So we're machmir lechadchila like the sheet of the Urayim. But the Mishbura points out that even machmirim who don't allow kli sheni will allow kli shlishi for something that's already baked and might not be kalei bishul. So the maskana, you could put it into a kli shlishi. So as far as Bishul, that's the easy way to solve it. I mean, as long as you have a Kli Shlishi, you have no problem. You have Iroi Kli Sheni, even that's probably not a problem either. So Rabbi Salavsky pointed out that the problem is that you're supposed to make it with hot milk, not with hot water. And where are you going to get hot milk from? Okay, so you leave milk on the blech from before Shabbos, you'll have hot milk. Some people who like a very hot coffee do that because they don't want anything to cool down their coffee. Okay, so if you have hot milk, you could do it that way, but you make it in a Kli Shlishi, and that's not going to be a problem. To me, and at the bar mitzvah that I was at, everyone was using water. They weren't using milk. It may not taste as good with water, but the shtick is just as good. You get to see it melt through and then explode, and the marshmallows come out, and that's the no one really cares how it tastes. So that's the so as far as Bishul, you know, it's not really no news to there's nothing new about this product or any versus any other product when it comes to Bishul. Same as a hot chocolate packet of powder. It doesn't make any difference as far as Bishul. Where I thought the action's at is in the sugya of Mo. There is an isser to change the form of something. There are two categories. There's what's called molid and what's called nolad. Molid, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chav Sif Tes Paskins, Hasheleg Va'abarad. If you have snow or ice, Ein Miraskim Osam, you should not crush them. What does that mean? Dahainu, L'shavram L'chatichos Dakos, Kedei She'ezovu Meimav. To crush them into small pieces so that water will start to flow from it. The Mishabura in Simchon Kufnum Gimel adds that you can't pour hot water. In Rachel and Gimel Simchon and Kuf says that you can't pour hot water on shomen because having nolad kamosh kasev simin shin chavsev yodalid, that even if you have fat or congealed gravy, you're not supposed to pour hot water on it because that is nolad. You're actively pouring hot water on it and melting it, and that is nolad. And it's just like what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Chav Sif Yodalid, where the Shulchan Aruch says that the rush was nizar about urinating in snow, because a person's going to urinate on the snow, it's going to melt the snow right there on the spot. And that's why some poskim are machmir about whipped cream on Shabbos. And even those who are makel are only makel because they think that the cream is not such a different substance than the liquid in the can. It's not enough of a change. But take something that's a solid and to melt it, to liquefy it, that would be a problem of molid. Nolad is another category. The Sefer HaTrumos, quoted by the Ran in the end of Perek Bamet Omnin, holds that it's usher to even cause a transformation, like by putting frozen liquids in a hot area. However, that assumes that when the Gemara in Shabbos, the Nun Alvam Bey, says, Ein Maraskin, Lo Asashalek, Velo Asabar, Mishul Shiazov Meimav, that you're not allowed to crush snow, it means you can't even do anything that results in a nolad, that results in a new thing, a new item, a new form of something, even without a maisa being done to it. However, there are two other ways to understand that Gemara. Rashi says it's doma l'malacha shebore hamayim alalu, that the problem with squeezing the snow is that it looks like a malacha, because not that the resulting product is a nolad. That's not what matters to us. What matters to us is you are doing something that looks like a malacha because you are creatively changing something. The Rambam, in the 21st paragraph of Hilchas Shabbos, in the middle of Hilchas Schita, quotes this halacha, and the Magen Mishnah understands that it's a gezeira mishum schitas peiros, which would also mean that it's only prohibited lerasek biyadayim, to do biyadayim. So essentially there are three shitos of how to understand that Gemara about squeezing snow. Sefer HaTrumos says, anytime the result is going to be a nolad, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to have something that results in a nolad. Whereas Rashi says, no, it's only if you do a maisa because it looks like a creative act. And the Rambam says, it's only if you do a maisa because it's like schita, it's a gezeira mishum schita. How do we paskin? So the Rambam writes in Shin Yurches, Sifta Zayin, that no, like the Balatrumos, but that only molid is prohibited. Okay, but what does that do for us? Over here, this is not nolad, this is molid. Even if it were nolad, we should try to be machmir. But what are you doing? You have this chocolate ball, you're pouring hot water or hot milk onto it so that you could melt through it and it will release the contents of it. So are there any exceptions to this iser of molid? The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chav Sif Tes says that Hashalik V'Abarad Ein Maraskin Osam, Aval You could put ice in your drink, and you don't have to worry about it. Why? Why could I put ice in my drink? Isn't it going to melt? Aren't I melting it by putting it in the drink? So three explanations as to why it's mutter. Mishabur and Sivkal Namadalar over there explains that it's only nolad, and we're assuming not like the Sefer Trumos. It's happening on its own. You're putting the ice in, and then slowly, on its own, it will melt. You're not directly melting it. Mishabura then continues and he says, Yesh matir nafil larasik biyadayim l'toch hakos. You could even do it directly. Vatam, tikivan shenis arev b'masha b'toch hakos ve'inu be'en lo gozu be'klal, that since it's getting mixed into whatever the contents of the cup are, and it's not going to be independent, so they never made such a gzeira. And that works even for the balachumos. The Marach or Zeruah in Simon Pei Gimel says that it's a davar sheino miskaven, because you're not trying to melt the ice, you're just trying to cool off the drink. And even though it's psikresha that the ice is going to melt, it's lo nichale, because you don't want to water down your drink, and Makom Onik Shabbos they were matir. The Rama in Shin Yurches, Sifte Zayin says that in Makom Tzorech we allow no lad but not molded, and the Levush says that having guests qualifies as a tzorech. Okay, so these are the three heterim that we have. Do they apply to chocolate bombs? So if the heter of ice in a drink is because we're makel with no lad, so maybe mutter to place the bomb into the water, but you would not be allowed to pour the water over the bomb, which is apparently the way it's supposed to be done, and the way that the whole shtick works. Now, if the heter is that it gets mixed in with the drink and is indiscernible from the rest of the drink, maybe that's true of the chocolate powder, but the chocolate shell tends to have pieces floating around, and the marshmallows certainly float around. Hard to say that that's the case. If the heter of the ice is that it's a psikreshet to lo nichale, you don't want the ice to melt, that's certainly not going to be true over here by these bombs. It's exactly what you want to do. So the question really begs itself, why are you allowed to make instant coffee or to mix sugar in your drink? Aren't you also changing the form, taking it from a solid and turning it into a liquid? And maybe if we could answer that question, maybe then we'd be able to understand a heter to be had over here. So the poskim are all makel to use instant coffee and to mix sugar into your coffee. Rabbi Ribiat writes in an endnote in his Sefer that you can't say that it's us. It's been done for decades already. Gedolei Olam have seen it and never said anything against it. Rav Moshe saw it. Rav Shlomo Zalman saw it. Rav Aaron Cutler saw it. No one said a word. We just have to figure out why it's mutter, not whether it's mutter to use instant coffee or to mix sugar into a drink. So there are five explanations that I'm aware of. Number one, and we'll have to see whether any of these apply to the chocolate bombs. Number one, it could be that they assume, like the sheet in the Mishnah Brura, that when it gets mixed in with the liquid, it's not a problem of merasek biyadayim, because it's getting mixed in with the liquid, just like the ice that gets mixed in with the liquid. That might help for the chocolate bomb, but again, it might not, because the chocolate pieces do float around for a little bit. It doesn't really get fully mixed in. The Mishnah Brura with the Sefer Mishnah Achrona, David Lichtenstein Sefer on the Mishnah Brura, in footnote Kuf Nun Hey, quotes Rav Eliashiv that kivan she irbuv ba'atzmo enu meimis hasasukar va'kafe lulo amayim ein ze nechshav maisa, that since mixing it around, spinning it with your spoon, is not going to work unless you also have water there, and having water won't work unless you also have your spoon there, so therefore it's not considered that you're doing the maisa biyadayim, because the sugar wouldn't dissolve on its own without you mixing it, and you mixing it wouldn't dissolve the sugar unless there was water actually there, and therefore it's not a problem. Difficult to understand, also wouldn't apply to the chocolate bomb, because just by pouring the hot stuff on top of it, that's enough to melt it. The Orcha Shabbos in Perek Dalet Ha'arapeh Hei explains that Ein Roim Es HaSukar VaKafe VaAvka Kinimosim El Kimispardim U'Mispazrim B'Mayim, that we don't view it as if it's disintegrated. No, it's just that there's such tiny granules of the coffee and of the cocoa that each granule of powder is spread out throughout the liquid, so you just don't see it anymore. But it hasn't really totally dissolved. And that's why at the bottom sometimes you'll find some chocolate that has settled at the bottom. Again, that would not work for chocolate that you are actually melting, that is actually clearly changing forms in front of your eyes. Rabbi Ribiat in footnote 161c on the Malacha of Dash quotes his uncle Rav Belsky, Zichrono Livracha. Rav Belsky said, De ein ze risuk ele inyan iruv ochlin bimashkin. Zol shayich klal ledin risuk. He said, you mix coffee or sugar with the water, that's just mixing ingredients. Shamru gemara l'shum shita min hashitas b'rishon, de mashem ar mashkim cham mal gabi avgos v'n sabrin v'masim, lo dami l'gzeres risuk b'toch hakos. That's not similar to crushing ice in your or snow in your coats. The iruv ochlin lo dami l'schita. It's not at all like schita. The whole gzeres mishum schita and lo dami l'atolz meiraglayim al shalig. It's not like urinating on snow, which the Shulchan Aruch is machmir about. The shiny hasam da amut shul meiraglayim choteich b'toch achel ashalig. B'shas hanitzok, he says, when one urinates on snow, as it's spritzing into the snow, it's cutting into the snow, and it's melting away the snow, ba'ofen anira v'aniker, in a clearly recognizable way. Not just that the warmth happens to be dissolving something. And he says, therefore, when it comes to instant coffee or sugar, it's just the warmth that's dissolving. You don't see it direct cutting into and breaking through and a change of the form, which would mean that the chocolate bomb would be a problem, because that's exactly what you see with the chocolate. You pour the hot water on and you see it penetrate right through to the point that it releases all the other ingredients. The final explanation of the instant coffee, the Nishma Shabbos and Chelek Dalet, Simon Reish Mem Aleph, Reish Mem Beis, Rav Harfenis, is machmir not to use instant coffee or sugar. So we should just remember, there are shittos, there are poskim that say that it's a violation of nolad. He says, similarly, in the Ora Shabbos, Chaveris Beis, Tavshin Nun Vav, says that Rav Eliyahu Falk from Gateshead says that Umash Shedochim Ha'olam Chashash Hazeh B'taim Shonim, the fact that people think that it's mutter, Rabbi Falk says, Achar Iyun Muchach She'en Be'amamish, they're all wrong. Ve'in Shum Tzad Hetel Hazeh, Be'in Asfardim Anagrar Machar Machaber, Be'in Ashkenazim Anagrar Machar Amah, doesn't matter whether you're Sephardi or Ashkenazi. In Nishma Shabbos, he suggests, in Sim Reish Mem Gimel, that when you pour the chamin on the side of the coast, and it not directly onto the coffee, and then it slowly drips toward the coffee, that might be begeder grama, that might be mutter. So we had four explanations of why it would be mutter to make instant coffee. It doesn't seem that too many of these explanations work for the chocolate bomb. And then the fifth was not an explanation, was that, to remember that there are posts that hold that you're not even allowed to make instant coffee, which again is not what we generally assume. But it's, I don't understand why this would not be a problem of molded. It would seem that the pashtus is that if you're pouring hot water or hot milk directly onto it on Shabbos, that would be a problem of molid. But Batla Daiti, Rabbi Sobolovsky Shlita, said otherwise, so I'm sure there are good reasons and good heterim. I'm just throwing this out there as a kasha. Okay, everyone have a great day.